For the next few minutes, we're going to remember something that happened 20 years ago. Back in 1997, Paul Heslop was in Angola, a country recovering from a brutal civil war. He was in charge of a mission to remove unexploded landmines when a high-profile visitor stopped by. Speaking with our friends at the BBC, Heslop recalls how nervous he felt.
I did not want to be on the front page of the news the next day as the man who'd blown up Princess Diana.
Yes, Princess Diana. She was a benefactor of the NGO Heslop worked for, the Hazardous Areas Life Support Organization, or HALO.
And this was going to be an amazing opportunity to showcase the work we did and how we did it to the most famous woman in the world, and there was obviously going to be a huge amount of media interest.
Landmines still litter the countryside, up to 15 million of them. And in a speech at the airport, the princess publicly endorsed the Red Cross campaign for a worldwide ban on mines.
There couldn't be a more appropriate place to begin this campaign than Angola, because this nation has the highest number of amputees per population than anywhere in the world.
Heslop's job that day was to guide Princess Diana through a live minefield. At first, she looked nervous, but after reviewing safety procedures, Heslop and the princess stepped into that minefield with all the TV cameras rolling.
As you can see, they've been working away here, and they've uncovered a mine. What we're going to do now is place a charge here, and you will detonate a mine. You'll just press a button, and there'll be a bang, and you'll have got rid of one of these things.
There's one down. One down. 17 million to go.
Firing.
When we were taking her through the minefield, her security were very concerned about how we would manage it, and I said to them, you know, this is probably the one time in the trip that you don't have to worry, because we care more about something happening to her even than you do. And as they were leaving to get on the plane, the head of security came over and shook my hand and said, that's been the easiest 2 hours of our trip. Thanks very much.
The photo op was controversial back home. The British Army still kept landmines in its arsenal. Reporters asked Princess Diana to respond to her critics.
Ma'am, the government minister's home has said you're a loose cannon by supporting this campaign. Do you have any reaction to that?
Well, Jenny, I'm only trying to highlight a problem that's going on all around the world. That's all.
Diana would perish just months later in that fatal car crash in Paris. The following year, Britain signed on to the international ban on landmines, and as of today, 80% of the world's countries have done the same. But the U.S., Russia, and China have not.
Unfortunately, 20 years on, we're a long way to solving the problem, but we haven't completely solved it yet. And I think that would be the downside of Diana's legacy, is that people feel that the mine problem has now been solved, and actually it hasn't. There's still a way to go.
Paul Heslop still works on demining, now with the United Nations. He shared his memories of Princess Diana with the BBC.